Shame on you guys. I know I won't do it.
Exactly. Oh. Ariana's going to show us how to podcast.
Well, that.
High Mystery.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to High Mystery.
Hi, Mystery.
Welcome.
This is the podcast where we smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah.
We discuss strange things that happen.
Yeah.
I'm Robert.
I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
And I'm Ariana.
The voice.
Oh, the voice.
The voice of High Mystery.
Are you going to give us a signature?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I will. High Mystery.
Yeah. That's our special guest, Ariana. Longtime friend of the podcast. She's been in our audience several times.
Yes. Yeah. Giving us some beautiful artwork.
Yeah, it's true. Yes. Our fan art has come from Ariana. And today she's joining us as a full cast member.
Thank you for having
me.
I drew some more art in the book.
Nice.
In the guest book.
Fuck yeah,
just
you did.
Just a little doodle.
Sweet.
That'll be Instagram worthy, I have no doubt. She's standing in for our good friend Chris today, who is in Seattle, I assume. I don't know.
San
actually.
Diego?
San Diego or Seattle?
Somewhere.
One of those ass. Between those two.
Yeah.
Those extremes. So today we will be smoking my blunt.
And which... Rob has recently been converted to the Twisted Hemp.
Yes.
He is a proper blunt roller these days.
Yeah.
Looks nice from over here.
Great
oh, thank you. It's like a little club.
I don't know what like switch flipped in him. I think it was magic school, right? You realized that you were just like flitting with your hands constantly.
I have that finger dexterity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you might as well roll blunts.
Exactly.
Fuck yeah.
Exactly. It helps.
And then,
this is a Twisted Hemp wrap filled with Jack Herrera.
Nice. I'm waiting for some smoking magic tricks. You know, like making a blunt appear out of nowhere,
yeah.
Lighting it on fire out of nowhere.
Yeah, but where did the lighter fluid come from?
Exactly. But still.
You know, this blunt is soaked in lighter fluid, but it smokes so good. And then we will be smoking a King Palm that is filled with Purple Punch and Death Star.
What? All right.
What?
Here it goes.
Light that blunt, light that blunt, light that blunt, we are lighting that blunt. And today's Rob's mystery. What mystery are you doing today, Rob?
I'm glad you asked.
It smells delicious.
Well, thank you.
Good job, Rob.
My mystery is called the Lake Michigan Triangle.
Lake Michigan? Ooh. Triangle? I know that place and that shape, right?
I'm really trying to appease our Michigan fan base because.
Do we insult them?
No.
Oh,
it's
okay.
just
have a lot.
We have a following of sorts there, and I guess
what?
Weed
That's
is legal
awesome.
There, so
yeah.
Hopefully we get enough listeners, we can go out there.
Shout out to you, Michigan.
Yeah, right?
Hey,
shout
Michigan.
This is shameless of me, but the Lake Michigan Triangle stretches from Ludington, Michigan to Benton Harbor, Michigan, and across to Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
Yo, shout out to Manitowoc.
Manitowoc in the hole.
Isn't that the Stephen Avery city?
I have no idea.
It's the county. Manitowoc County is where those police are. The Stephen Avery thing, I'm pretty sure.
Stephen Avery is the...
Making a Murderer
Making
on
Murderer.
Netflix.
Yeah, that's right. I was like, where do I know that name?
Anyway, I guess that's technically another mystery. one that Netflix couldn't do in under like 20 episodes. So I don't think we'll be touching that one. But
yeah,
no, we can definitely do that
in
20 minutes.
Yeah. It's part of the triangle. So in the last 100 or so years, 8,000 ships have wrecked on Lake Michigan.
Okay.
Over 150 of those ships have vanished without a trace. And it has accounted for nearly 30,000 deaths. Dating back to the 1800s, there have been numerous accounts of strange lights seen over the lake, ghost ships, and even mega cryometeors.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Mega cryometeor! My first question, and I apologize if you don't have the answer to this.
Sure.
What are the kind of numbers for, like, say, Lake Erie or Lake Huron? You know what I mean? Is there like 120 missing ships on Lake Huron or anything? You know what I mean? Or is Lake Michigan the only one that connects to the ocean? Is that why there's so much more ships on it?
Well, it's the only of the Great Lakes that's entirely in America. So other ones share borderline with Canada, but
yeah.
This one is all in America.
Okay.
Is it a tumultuous area? Like, is the weather bad there a lot? Do you get, like, swells even though it's a lake and not an ocean?
I mean, yeah, a lot of crazy stuff happens.
Somehow more evil because it's only in America.
I mean, if you take the landmass of Lake Michigan and the landmass of the Bermuda Triangle, more happen in Lake Michigan than the Bermuda Triangle.
Whoa.
By size.
Whoa. But to answer
okay.
your question, yes, lakes do affect weather systems. So it should be, like, more intense than normal.
For sure.
Because I know, like, when people talk about, like, the winter and stuff in Chicago, they talk about it being worse because of stuff coming off of the lake. Like, things freeze easier, there's more snow, more moisture
in the air, yeah.
Of course, I'm just saying that. I'm no Bill Nye the Science Guy or anything.
I bought it.
Yeah.
So the first major incident to garner attention was the shipwreck of the Thomas Hume. In 1891, a schooner named the Thomas Hume just unloaded its cargo of lumber in Chicago and was making its way back to Muskegon alongside another ship named the Rouse Simmons.
The Rouse Simmons?
The Rouse Simmons.
No, I can't stop today. I gotta make it all the way to Muskegon.
What did you say the ship was called?
The Tom Hero?
The Thomas
Hume. No,
what
kind of ship?
Oh, it's a schooner.
What the
schooner.
Fuck is that?
A schooner is a sailboat, stupid.
Okay.
that's from the rats.
Okay, all right. Good thing.
A schooner.
A schooner is a sailboat, stupid. You know what?
Sure. Okay.
So I just don't know if you want to be having our guest on calling them stupid 5 minutes into the podcast.
I mean, I assume as a stoner, she's seen Mallrats.
I have seen Mallrats, but yeah. I didn't know your quote.
I haven't.
I was going to say, I think she's too young for that.
Mm. Oh, man. Movie probably
have this
the
conversation
podcast.
Often.
We
yes.
do. She often makes me realize how old I am.
Well, you date a younger woman, you know. It's going to make you feel older.
Older but younger all at the same time.
Noticing a storm ahead, the Rouse Simmons decided to head back to Chicago, while the Thomas Hume and its crew of seven decided to brave the storm and kept on to Muskegon.
This schooner's going to make it to Muskegon.
Got a date to keep.
Yes. Well, neither the ship nor the crew were ever seen again.
Oh.
It wasn't until 2006 when divers discovered the ship at the bottom of the lake, almost completely preserved and intact. No crew have been found, and the cause of the wreck still remains a mystery.
So it's just like sitting there, all perfect, ghostly, in the bottom of the lake?
Yeah, because it's fresh water, so it hasn't been like decayed
salt.
By the salt.
Mm.
Yeah, it's almost perfectly preserved.
No, has anybody ever like swum down to be like, where's that hole? Or like,
I mean, divers
I mean?
Have gone down there, and it's still being explored. Like I said, 2006,
man.
So it's been a little while that it's known.
Over 10 years, come on.
It's
really not that deep.
You would think
either.
That whatever has been found has already been found.
Yeah, right? Especially if it's so, like, clear. And
mm-hmm.
yeah. But I would imagine that would be one of the coolest dives you could
oh,
take.
Yeah.
Sure, Tristan.
Yeah.
Like
right?
To.
Yeah, I've done wreck dives before, but not in, like, a pristine condition
oh.
where you're like... Oh, I'm going to, like, go through the corridor. And,
right? Yeah. I mean, I imagine when you see a wrecked ship, it's, like, covered in barnacles and new anemones and things like that.
Yeah.
Which is its own kind of cool. But to go
mm-hmm.
down and be like, wow, this hasn't changed at all would be pretty creepy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. There wasn't a captain's log or anything?
That I don't know. But, I mean, obviously there were no passengers aboard because they didn't find any bodies. So... 16 years after the wreck of the Thomas Hume, the Rouse Simmons would also become wrecked in a storm as it was transporting Christmas trees to Chicago, killing its entire crew. It is now referred to as the Christmas Tree Ship.
Oh, no.
Attack on Christmas.
You can't escape. You can't escape the Michigan Triangle. Sure, you might avoid one storm, but they'll get you.
Whether it be 16 years later.
In 1921, the Rosa Belle, was found overturned in Lake Michigan, having been damaged in a collision, though no other ships had reported an accident and no other wreck was ever found.
The Pirates of Lake Michigan!
I was going to say aliens.
Ghost ship. Yeah,
we were talking
all,
about some lights earlier.
These.
We know. I was going to say there's a lot of phenomena happening on this.
Right. Or maybe
there's aliens, ghosts, who knows?
They could have hit an iceberg, right? Because it gets cold
True.
On the lake.
I don't know if it's cold
Does
enough
ice
for icebergs,
now?
But yeah, it freezes.
It freezes.
But I don't know if
it. I think
get
it freezes
burn.
On the shore. Yeah, I don't know.
Enough to maybe damage the hull or something.
Maybe. But its crew of 11 disappeared without a trace. Stranger still was that the Rosabelle had capsized in Lake Michigan nearly 50 years before, losing the 10 crew members that were on board before being rebuilt.
Wait, we're all consumed by Tristan dropping
the block. And then I have to pick
yes,
up the burning coal with my fingers.
We lost the cherry on the table. It's all good. That's why they're here. So wait, what happened? Take us
so,
back
yeah,
like,
no,
a
the,
couple sentences.
The Rosabelle, it sunk and had 11 people disappear.
This is the one that was upside down?
Yeah.
Okay.
50 years before that, it wrecked and lost all 10 of its crew members.
The same ship?
Same ship.
So they like
it got
salvaged?
Rebuilt and then it got capsized and all of the crew.
Bad luck.
First thing you
cursed.
Don't want to do. Yeah. As soon as the ship crashes, I'm like, okay, let's turn it into couches.
Cursed couches.
We're not rebuilding this sucker and taking it back out, okay? It obviously was not meant to fare the sea.
I agree.
But they do that all the time because there's so much wood and it's there and, you know, you can repair it.
I mean, I do like the recycle aspect of it.
That is true.
Yeah,
right.
It's got to cost less.
Reduce,
you got
reuse,
all that,
recycle.
You
exactly.
got all that frame still intact, so.
Yeah.
In 1937, on his 58th birthday, Captain Donner, after having successfully navigated his freighter through ice-choked straits of Mackinac, turned his ship
Mackinac.
Through Lake Michigan toward Port Washington and retired to his cabin. 3 hours later, when the ship neared port, a crew member went to notify him, only to find the captain door locked from the inside.
Ooh.
The crew broke down the door.
God, can't a guy masturbate? I told you I'm vacuuming in here. I couldn't help myself. Sorry.
Broke down the door, only to find the cabin empty. No trace of the captain or what happened to him were ever found.
Could he fit through like a porthole in the room or something? Like, are there windows? I'm almost picturing like an old-timey pirate ship for whatever reason. And you know, when you see like the captain's quarters, they usually have like a big window in the back.
Oh yeah, sure, that they like open up and
yeah
I guess I don't know. It depends on the ship. It wouldn't be weird if that were the case. If there were like a giant window, they'd just be like, oh, you must have jumped out, you know what I mean?
Must have saw something.
It must be closed off quarters.
Okay.
Yeah
I
and
can't
you said
imagine.
His last name was Donner, like
Donner.
Relation to the party.
I think it's spelt the same, but I don't know if he's at all related.
All names lead somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
He made his way out California way.
That's right. He had a dinner date to make.
Yep.
Where were they on their way to? Mackinac?
Mackinac. Yes.
Yeah, I guess I'll take 4 of the Thin Mints, 2 of the Mackinaws, and give me a box of Samoas while you're at it. A Mackinac just sounds like a cookie to me.
Yeah.
It is that season. Girl Scout cookie season.
Right. They harass us every time we go to Ralph's and we're like,
it's like you don't
stop
understand.
Taunting us.
If only. I love the idea that you guys have like this super specific diet and like there's a little girl just standing there with super big doughy eyes. Please, sir. Why wouldn't you spend a mere $5 on a box of cookies?
We literally tell them we wish.
Next time, just
let
buy
me just
them.
Smell that box of cookies.
Just buy them, give them to me and Rob.
Yeah.
You can just watch us eat them.
I see what you did there.
You'll see the joy on our faces.
Yeah, it'll be like you ate the cookies yourselves.
Yeah. You'll be happy through us.
I think I was sold on that.
Okay, so they're on their way to Mackinac. Captain disappears.
Yeah.
Is that the end
of
the story?
That's the end of
he
that
just,
one.
Poof.
Gone.
And with
no,
all these
no trace.
Disappearances, are there also relations to like seeing weird things beforehand? Like, oh, an unusual fog rolled in or lights or.
Not these particular ones. There is one that was, and I guess I'm getting right to it.
Nice. I'm just imagining like the Loch Ness Monster in like a bright, shiny disco suit or something. What are they going to see? On that note, I'm going to light this blunt.
I don't blame them leaving the ship to go party with him.
Right? if I saw Nessie ready to go to the discotheque, I'd be right there with him. Nessie, man. You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
Better stop. You're sinking all the ships, bro.
Dance moves are too awesome.
In 1950, Northwest Flight 2501.
Oh, planes now.
Yeah. Which was carrying 58 people, crashed into Lake Michigan. It dropped from radar after descending to 2,500 feet to avoid an electrical storm.
Oh.
The wreckage was never found, making it the deadliest flight in U.S. history at its time.
What time again? Sorry.
1950.
Okay.
Yeah. 2 hours after the flight's last communication, two police officers reported strange red lights over Lake Michigan, leading many to believe there may have been UFO involvement.
Kalaxar, did you turn off the lightning beams?
I mean, I can see that being the plane. You know, like they dropped down altitude, which isn't normal, and then these cops see lights, which aren't normally there, and then they're like, that's UFO, but it's actually just this plane about to crash.
But didn't you say it was 2 hours after the plane?
After its last communication.
Okay, so.
And I'm sure the electrical storm had a lot to do with, like, losing
communication. Right, so maybe they didn't crash right at that time where they lost communication.
Right.
I mean, maybe it was the UFO providing that electrical storm.
Yeah.
They could also have hit a time pocket. You know, there's so many times where time is directly connected to electrical fields or electricity, as in Terminator.
You know, talk about quantum physics. Apparently, there's like black holes all over the place,
yeah,
which, you know, could possibly lead to time travel theories if you go down that route. So, like, yeah, you could plop into one at any
God,
point in time.
So many theories.
I do have one other question.
Sure.
Do we know if this falls on a ley line?
I do not know that.
What's a ley line?
A ley line is like an energy line that grids the Earth, and they find that a lot of megaliths and other things fall on these ley lines, and it's like a grid, a geometric grid that encompasses the Earth.
And like the magnetic fields are different in those areas.
Okay. And I believe the Bermuda Triangle does fall within one of those ley lines.
This very well could, because there is a Stonehenge that they find at the bottom of this lake.
What? Oh, my God.
But more on that UFO sighting.
yeah, just drop that Stonehenge thing and move on.
I mean, it's coming right here.
And I digress.
It better.
65 years after the crash, fishermen reported pulling up a window from the airplane. Mm. When divers went down to check it out, they found that it actually belonged to a houseboat. The strange thing was that since the 1970s, there has never been a report of a missing houseboat on Lake Michigan.
Someone just chucked a houseboat window.
No, I mean, it was there.
The whole houseboat was there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But they couldn't find identifying features to, like, track it or anything?
Yeah.
Because that's the next thing in my question is, like, whose houseboat, you know?
I feel bad for the fishers, you know? You think they're out there, like, oh, I got a huge one on the line. They're like, well, this is going to make my career. Oh, it's a window.
It could have if he found that flight wreck. I mean, that would have made his career. It would be the biggest fish any fisherman has ever caught.
So close.
In 2007, a Stonehenge-like structure was discovered 40 feet under the water of Lake Michigan. It is believed to be approximately 9,000 years old and could be a burial or ceremonial site for the tribes that traversed the lake, as it was just frozen tundra at the time.
So how similar to Stonehenge? Are we like just random stones, or is it like topped off like they have the capstones?
Yeah, stacks.
Because there's other Stonehenges within England that don't have capstones, and they're just like markers in a circle type of situation with like a raised mound around it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
There's no pictures?
You've never dived down there?
There are pictures.
Post them on Instagram.
But, I mean, there's no, like, you can't, like, compare sizes when you're at the bottom. It could be 10 feet tall. It could be 200 feet tall.
Why can't a diver just go, like, hover
and measure it,
near
right?
it? Yeah.
Maybe it's too deep. Maybe they've only seen it through submersible camera or something.
I mean,
that's 40?
They have 40 feet, yeah.
Yeah, people dive 40
oh.
feet.
Yeah,
yeah. A diver can go hover near
you. You don't even need a tank to dive 40 feet.
They kept the site like a kind of a secret because they don't want people messing with it and stuff.
Give me a...
They're going to go down there and tag it.
I got this new underwater spray paint, dude.
Within the Stonehenge site, a stone with what appears to be a mastodon carved into it was also found.
That's cool.
The mastodon is believed to have died out approximately 10,000 years ago. So, people believe that this site could be a time portal, as many people have reported that time either speeds up or slows down on the lake, and that many ghost ships are stuck in that vortex.
So yeah, like a time loop almost. Almost like the Disney Small World.
Harking back to our third episode. Oh, remember those days?
Oh, what? You don't know what we're talking about because you've not heard our first episodes?
Yeah, go check it out.
Oh, how young we were. many people refute the claim that this is a triangle and instead picture it more as a rectangle. If you look at it as a rectangle, you have a few other strange phenomena that happen. For instance, in 1929, a cargo ship named the Anastasti, yeah, I think that's how it sounds.
Anastasti?
sank along with all 25 people on board. Of the 25, 16 of their bodies washed onto the shore, some of whom were wearing life jackets. Even stranger was that one of the bodies washed up on the beach at the foot of his parents' house.
What?
Found his way home.
Damn.
That's a weird coincidence.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not, like, the same M.O. The same M.O. would be bye-bye, you know, never seen again.
Yeah.
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 Interesting.
Lastly was United Flight 389 that in 1965 inexplicably crashed into the lake, killing all 30 people on board. It was believed to be from a faulty altimeter. Of the wreckage, the black box was never located.
I mean, a bad altimeter, I'm pretty sure a pilot can put a plane down without killing everyone without an altimeter.
No, right? I mean, it might not have been like they thought that it was broken. They thought that it was telling them the truth, and it was just
oh, and
like,
they just
yeah,
drove straight into the lake.
Yeah, exactly.
Pulled up too late or something.
Yeah. But that's pretty much all of the crazy stuff on Lake Michigan. After like 1965, not a lot of people were sailing it, and not too many flights have like gone immediately over it, you know.
Do they intentionally avoid it, you think? Or is it just that
there's
not much reason to?
I mean, if something bad happens, you're landing on water. You're in the middle of the water is what I'm saying. So you can't like exactly put it down anywhere gently. But I don't think that's the case.
Sully did it.
Sully did it, yeah. Sully did it first.
If only Sully had been flying that plane.
Yeah. Right. If only Tom Hanks portraying Sully was flying that plane.
Good old Tom Hanks.
Is there any role he can't play?
No. Is there any situation where you wouldn't want Tom Hanks by your side?
No.
He went to my college.
That's a nice little tie-in.
Yeah. Crazy coincidences.
It's not like your son's dead body washing up at the beach of your house or anything.
But it's very close. It's a close second.
Okay, sure.
He understands
sure.
that feeling.
I mean, this could be so many things because there's so many instances.
Yeah. I do like the idea that time slowing down and speeding up. Maybe there's like a giant pyramid-like structure at the bottom and that's bending time around it.
Yeah, I mean, they already found a Stonehenge, so who's to say what else is down there?
Yeah.
I like the idea of the Stonehenge being like just the tippity top of an alien spacecraft that's like basically a whole city, and, you know, then it like sends out its little guys to go do their thing.
Is it lizard people?
That's what I'm leaning toward.
People?
I'm thinking of cryptids. I don't know about lizard people.
Gator man.
Everything is the lizard.
They have their fingers in it somehow.
This just doesn't seem like sophisticated, like highbrow type living. You know, it seems like the cryptid that would be here would be like slimy and not so reptilian.
But big.
Yeah.
I mean, destroying ships.
That's
left,
what I'm
right
thinking.
And center,
but
and then taking
the
Krakens.
Do you think he's eating? Yeah,
they don't have
the
to be big. They can just do shit with their mind. You know, like aliens can just do shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, they just do whatever the
That's
fuck
true.
They want. They don't need to be big.
Could be
they're
something with
fucking
telekinesis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
or they're just like have super technology that lets them do whatever the fuck they want.
They're smarter than us. They can figure out how to kill us without doing much.
Yeah, that's true.
We kneel to you, aliens. We'll be the first on board.
I'm down to go for a space ride.
Hell the fuck
cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be just that those people are now the humans out in the galaxy. You know, they got plucked up. And
that's one theory. That's like a really big theory that aliens are just us. In the future, like in the future, humans progress, you know, we evolve so much that we like have all this technology and we're able to like go out into the universe now. And then once they get to other planets, the physiology and like the physical has to change to adapt to the new environment as well. So they, you know, you start to look different, they evolve, but it's really like humans who have evolved and are now like coming back. To ensure that humanity remains on that path, because otherwise they won't exist, and it's a whole weird fucking mind fuck.
We don't want to end up looking like us. Maybe World War II needed to happen. They went back one time to stop it. They went back again. They're like, sorry, we gotta let
they
Hitler happen.
They stopped World War I, and then they're like, oh shit, another one happened?
I guess it's just meant to be. Let this one play out.
I mean, it could be that there's no time travel involved at all, just that the human race is way more advanced than common people now, and that what you're describing has already just happened. It's just sort of like a keep it from the common folk kind of a thing.
Right.
Who knows? And that could be all the explanations for our leap forward in technology in the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we can finally give them, or like some things are leaking, or like, we can give them a something, or, you know, like...
Somebody left an iPod one day.
Yeah, somebody let them figure out electricity.
Maybe they were ripped out of the Matrix. Like, they're now important parts in fighting the battle against the machines.
The people who have disappeared on Lake Michigan.
That's not a bad theory, because, like, if there is a, you know, world where the Matrix happens, I don't imagine it's, like, 8 individuals like we see in the movie.
Right.
The original movie, rather. It's more like what we see in the sequels, where there's going to be a huge society, and you got to be constantly pulling as many people to help with that society. Yeah, so maybe this is just like their pull as many people from the Michigan Triangle as you can.
If they can survive sailing on Lake Michigan, we need them.
Yeah.
It doesn't really explain that. I mean, maybe that's just a normal boat crash where the boat sank and all the bodies washed up.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably... I mean... Realistically, they're probably all just regular crashes.
No. Hey, Rob.
But I'm just saying, you know.
What do you think we're doing here?
Right? I'm going to take your place,
Rob. I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, ships crash constantly. And this is like back when shipbuilding wasn't exactly brilliant.
Does Lake Michigan connect to the Atlantic Ocean?
It's sandwiched between two lakes, Lake Superior and Lake Erie, I think.
So here's, I mean, the thing that makes it weird is, like, there are other lakes that connect to the Atlantic Ocean. I don't even know that Lake Michigan gets the most traffic. I don't think it is. It's whatever lake is connected to Chicago, right?
Well, Lake Michigan does border Chicago.
Oh, so maybe it is the most... What I'm saying is, like, why is it significant that it's Lake Michigan? Why is it the Michigan Triangle? Like, why is there so much more than the other lakes?
I don't know. I mean...
And it has to be that there's so much more than the other lakes that we wouldn't mention it, right?
I mean, yeah, Lake Superior is much bigger, so maybe more shipwrecks happen on other lakes, but not in a very finite amount of space in one lake. Because this is happening within a specific triangle.
Maybe a mystical giant butterfly that plays a banjo just like tries to shred its music, but it's so magically powerful that people's heads just explode when
just
it plays
disintegrates
its songs.
Their body.
I just wanted to get the most out there idea I could think of.
I mean, if I'm gonna die, that sounds pretty rad.
I wouldn't know if I was just tripping or not. I'd be like, what did I take? And then my head would just explode.
Captain Donner comes back to his cabin and just sees the butterfly shredding and then zaps away.
Yeah.
Sup, bro?
Oh, man.
Has anyone reported, like, orbs of light, like, coming out of the lake or...
Nothing like that specific, or at least no mainstream articles. But the 1950s plane crash where they saw strange red lights above the lake. I mean, those were police officers too, so you know. That's
that doesn't
a
mean
credible...
anything to me.
they wouldn't
credible
have to...
my butt.
You
had to write a police
you
report
know.
Afterwards. You know, it's
so
like...
what? You don't know.
I just lie about it. I'd be like, you say what I say, and then they just don't tell a soul.
People in Michigan don't sound like that. They don't think that you see what I see.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you
I
don't know what they
compliment these people.
It's northern.
Michigan,
right?
We have
it's
a lot of Michigans.
There could be some rednecks
they do the,
up in Michigan.
Long A's kind of that kind of
yeah.
sound
yeah,
close
that's
to Canada.
Normal,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
getting up there in Michigan there. Yeah, and drop like a little bit of the th. You know.
Don't you know?
Dare, yeah. Go
someone
up there.
From Michigan, send us a video on Instagram.
I mean, my mom's from Michigan,
oh,
so
yeah. Make your mom send us a video.
How did you go so wrong
yeah,
with that accent?
Right.
That's my accent for everything.
Oh. it's just a shitty Southern accent.
That's your German accent too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all variations on that.
Heil Hitler.
Subtle differences.
That's
but I mean, yeah, that's all of all the crazy shit that happened on Lake Michigan. Hopefully that brings just every Michigan listener.
Yeah, do you guys have stories?
Right,
yeah.
More
maybe they have
instances.
Stories like personal experience
on Lake Michigan. Yeah, tell us about your summer on Lake Michigan.
I think winter can be crazy on Lake Michigan too.
Yeah.
A lot of ice fishing, so
yeah.
Who knows?
Are there like you know, you were saying it's 40 feet, so that's like not super deep to me. Are there areas where obviously the depth changes, and so maybe like they ran into sandbars or?
Yeah, that, I mean, I'm thinking that could be one of the things that happened on Lake Michigan to wreck some ships. But I mean, there's no way to tell unless it's grounded on that sand.
Mm-hmm.
And the sand would also have to not recede over
time, yeah.
years, whatever.
Well, and then also, like, it's a lake, right? So
yeah.
It doesn't really have sandbars, right? It has a muddy bottom, usually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, could there be rocks?
Yeah, absolutely. But I have to assume by this point they've sailed it a bunch. You know, it's... I have to assume once, like, we got into the 1700s, Chicago starts existing. And they sail ships in and out of there a whole bunch.
Were life rafts found? Because, you know, like...
Yeah,
always...
did they, like, abandon ship?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
None of them have mentioned life rafts.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty old. Most of these are 1800s.
Do they not have life rafts?
I mean, they do, but they probably don't have life rafts for the whole ship
yeah.
or anything like that. So I know that somewhere they found the people with life vests still on. They probably took their life rafts and capsized at one point,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Because I could see them getting like caught in like a squall or something and
mm-hmm.
everyone gets thrown off.
Yeah, there could be just like little... whirlpools in Lake Michigan that we don't see or know about.
Getting caught in the squall made me laugh for some reason.
I'm caught in a squall!
I just know that from that movie, White Squall or whatever.
Sure.
It was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
It's it's a fully legitimate word. It made me laugh.
Not related
it sounds
to
like a cryptid.
Yeah.
It could be like the squall.
The squall.
A squirrel owl.
Sounds pretty dope.
Yeah.
Well, tell us what you think. Do you have other theories about what's going on in this Michigan Triangle? Is the Michigan Triangle just, like, a really good triangle player? Just, like, recommended
best
out.
Best in the world.
Yeah.
Or do you feel it needs to be recategorized as the Michigan Square or rectangle?
I mean,
or octagon. Pick a cooler shape.
Yeah.
I mean,
or
triangles
just,
are cool.
Just right. Like Michigan in general.
Yeah.
Are you from Muskegee or Mankawa? Or what?
Mackinac, Muskegon.
Oh, Colin.
Well, there goes all our Michigan listeners.
I'm
sorry.
Rob got it right.
Nothing
right.
To do with that.
I'm correct.
Yeah,
all,
yeah. Come
all.
Back, Michigan listeners.
Mackinac and Muskegon.
Yes.
Are you from those places? Tell us what you know.
Yeah.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, highmysterypodcast@gmail.com. For High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Ariana.
And I'm Robert.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.